So shortly after King Josiah dies, then the Babylonians, who are a much stronger regional power, come over and they siege the city of Jerusalem. They exile all of the elite fancy people, and then 10 years later, they siege the rest of the city. So the Book of Lamentations, if you've ever opened that, is also written by Jeremiah about those sieges, and only read it if you want to be depressed, because it is hard reading. It is exactly what a siege is. It's terrible. So Jeremiah is watching all of this happen, and he is a prophet at that time, which means that he has a special connection to God, and he is speaking to the people about what they need to be doing to be reconnected to God in this time. So you can imagine there's a little bit of tumult, and there's a little bit of what do we do now? In what Jeremiah writes about. Jeremiah's reputation as a prophet is that you should turn or burn. He's a turn or burn prophet. You've heard that, right? But maybe more accurately, we could say that Josiah is interested in people connecting in their covenantal relationship with God, not in this royal performance of religion, not in this mixture of political ambition and religiosity, but actually deeply connecting to who God is and what God wants for the people, and connecting to caring for one another. So less turn or burn, and more covenant, not performance. So Jeremiah uses this well-worn image of the potter to help us enter into this idea of turn or burn, covenant, not performance. And the potter's image in the Christian, if any of you have grown up in the church, the potter's image is a little bit, maybe even overused. We like to have a potter making clay. We like to give children Play-Doh. We like to talk about make me, mold me, shape me, break me. Me, 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 me. We make it about us. Even the psalm that we read today, Psalm 139, talks about knitting me in the womb, right? And it's about me. But these words forming from clay start in Genesis. The Genesis 2 uses these same words to talk about the beginnings of humanity being shaped and molded together. And so it is actually about us, not me. It is about us, not you singular. And so these problems that we sentimentalize the potter, we have this sort of saccharine way of making it about the individual, and not this deeply rooted way of seeing that the potter is about all of humanity, all of creation that has been molded and formed by a God who wants to be with us and wants to be in covenant relationship with us.
Amen.
Jeremiah has a spin on this image of the potter. Jeremiah actually goes to the potter's house. He's not just using the image, but he's actually, in his vision, going to meet with God and talk about this concept of formation and what does it mean to get into formation. And the potter is not shaping a person. The potter is shaping a people, a nation, a people and a nation that have fallen away from God, who have mixed their political ambitions with religious tropes in order to get what they want. It is not about me. It is not, for I know the plans God has for me. It is about God having plans for this particular nation of Judah that has fallen away. And these are a lost and afraid people. Remember, these are people that are bracing to have their city sieged at this point. They have put all of their hope in this royal line of David, all of their ambition in the political power that was once King Solomon's power, and they have lost it all. They have been smashed to smithereens by the Babylonians. They do not hope for kingdom come. They hope for a piece of bread to eat for breakfast in the morning. they have been destroyed because they have lost sight of not only their covenant with God, but what that covenant means for their covenant relationship with one another. They have forsaken. They are forsaken because they turned from God and they have failed to serve the vulnerable among them. They have turned to the royal robes and the gold and the fancy temple, and they have not turned to the widows and the orphans and those who have been neglected and oppressed. So this is a take us, break us, mold us, use us moment. This is not a take me, break me, mold me moment. Formation, Jeremiah said to me this week, is group work. Hard group work. Now, for an introvert that doesn't really like strangers, group work is hard for me. I know you don't believe that I'm an introvert, but I really am. I like to be alone all day long. Chris can testify that. We work together. Our church, Citywell, is a massive group project that we have committed to one another to do. We are a massive group project of Christian formation. This work of being shaped and molded and reformed into the image of God so that we can do that work amongst our community, our country, our world. And we have hard group work to do. Sabbath is over. The work begins. We have healing to do from toxic theologies.
Preach.
We have healing to do from toxic ideologies. We have healing to do from unsafe families and unsafe communities. We have work to do to nourish the young in our midst so that they don't have to experience those things. We have work to do to bring the vulnerable out of those unsafe places. We have work to do to proclaim and reclaim the wisdom. It doesn't matter, it's over. To proclaim and reclaim the wisdom of a triune God that is deeply relational and came to be among us and did not abandon us when we didn't turn. We have work to do to proclaim and reclaim the wisdom of a God that seeks to restore the world and does not leave us on our own. We have work to do to create cultures that welcome and affirm all people, and disinvite violence, including verbal violence and emotional violence, rhetorical violence, but especially the physical kind. This work takes commitment. You can't willy-nilly on Christian formation group work. The potter is committed to that pot. That piece of clay, the potter will not abandon until it becomes the pot the potter wants it to become. And we need to commit to one another that we are going to stick with that formation work too. We need to commit to being in community with one another, meeting each other, gathering together, learning from one another, saying I'm sorry when we make a misstep. We need to practice our faith together. In a little bit, Crystal is going to invite us to this table, and we're going to take part in the practice of breaking bread, which is a testament of God's ongoing provision, that this bread does not run out over millennia, over all the geography of this world. We are testifying that the work that we are doing, we are nourished for by God. So in a few moments, we are going to be invited to pass the peace with one another as a part of our preparation for this. This moment where we break up and it's kind of chaotic is not a hi, how are you moment. It's actually a deeply rooted Christian practice of saying we are people of peace committed to the work of making peace in this world. And so we seek out our sisters and our brothers and our siblings who we do not have peace with in this place. And if we don't have those problems here, we do that in a remembrance of the work
gospel, but we say peace be with you because we believe that that sacred act is a pushing us towards the everyday work of making peace in our community.
Right.
We have much peace to make in this world.
Yeah.
And so we practice and we commit to the practices of the Christian tradition of making peace with one another. So this concept of turn or burn in Jeremiah is not so much about the fact that we're all going to go to hell if we don't turn tomorrow. As much as it is about a deep, passionate invitation to make peace in this world following the wisdom we have from our triune God, that we are not alone and there is hope in this world. We can do this work, but not alone. Me, I cannot. We can. Later in Jeremiah, there's another passage that is later.
This one? Ooh, yeah. Later in Jeremiah, there's a passage that appears in like graduation cards. People love to like sentimentalize Jeremiah because they don't know what to do with the book. It's for I know the plans I have for you. To make you probably some of y'all probably have the rest of it memorized. Doesn't matter. This passage, I have a lot of problems when it shows up in a graduation card, because it's not about the me. It's about the we doing work in God's kingdom together to make a peaceable kingdom, a beloved community. Citywell and friends and guests, we have been. Am I back? Nope. I'm not back.
We have been invited into this work. And this is good work to share together. We believe as Christian people that we are not alone, that we have a God who is made incarnate among us, and the Counselor, the Spirit, is still with us, shaping and forming us as we